اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Welcome back, respected brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. Let's come to talk about what really tajweed is, the meaning of tajweed, okay? Then we'll go to inshallah start the first important topic, which is the pronunciation of the letters, okay? The articulation points of the letters. So in level one, I told the students that remember the word awesome and the word happy, these two words. Awesome for the words, for the letters that produce an aw sound.
Yeah.
For example, I say, for example, kha is an awesome letter.
Yes.
It is a heavy letter. It is an awesome letter. So you should understand that it produces an aw sound. Kha.
Kha.
I say, for example, the letter ba is a light letter and it produces a happy sound. You have to say happy, ba, ba. You make a happy face.
Yeah.
Yes. Ba, ba, ta, tha, dal, dal. Okay, dal, dal, they produce a happy sound.
Sound.
Happy, I'm saying not, they are not happy. I mean
smooth,
happy, yeah. Smooth sound. When you say the word happy, you open your mouth. That way, yes?
Happy.
Happy.
If you say angry, you do not say angry. You don't make this face, okay? So happy, that remember it, okay? Just, this is a word, okay? A key word for you to remember. Next one. Dal, dal. What is the next letter?
Raw.
It is an aw sound.
Yes.
Awesome. It's awesome. Raw. Next letter.
Zah.
Ra, za. Next one.
No, it's not za, it's zai.
Sometimes, yeah, it can be both. Za or zai. It can be both, okay? Za or zai. So, next one. Seen.
Seen.
The sun was seen so soon. Did you see it? This morning?
No.
The sun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it was seen, yes?
Yes.
So soon.
Yes.
He's confused. Okay. So, seen. The next letter?
Sheen.
Sod. Oh, look. An aw sound. Awesome.
Sod.
Next one?
Sod.
Okay. Bod. Look, sod is different from the letter seen. In English, they both produce the same sound. Okay? Sound. But in Arabic, they have kind of different sounds. A little, okay? Look, seen. Sod. It has kind of a very like tiny or little whistling sound. Sod. Like when you pump the ball.
Sod is awesome.
Yeah? Yes. When you pump the ball, okay? It is s. That is the sound of sod.
Yes.
So it is different. This is the attribute of the letter sod that we will, inshallah, talk about it in details. Next letter. Ta.
It's an awesome word.
Yeah, it's an awesome word.
Yes.
Awesome letter.
Yeah.
Ta.
Ta.
So, sod, dod, ta, law. These four letters are awesome words,
yes.
Awesome letters. Okay, next one. Ayn.
Ayn.
These four letters, sod, dod, ta, law. These four letters are, again, the awesome letters.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, kha, ra, sod, dod, ta, la. How many letters?
Five.
Letters.
Six.
Six.
Kha, ra, sod, dod, ta, la.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. Next letter, ayn.
Ayn.
Ayn is like a light letter, okay?
Yeah.
Sound. Ayn. Rain.
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 Oh, yes?
Oh, yes.
Rain. So it is again a heavy letter. Yeah. It produces an awesome sound.
Awesome.
Yeah. Rain. So the next letter is Fa.
Fa.
Fa. And the next letter?
Qaf.
Qaf. Right? It produces again an awesome sound. Qaf. Fa is a light letter. Fa. The next one? Qaf.
Qaf.
The next one? Kaf.
Kaf.
Kaf. And the next letter? Lam.
Lam.
Meem.
Meem.
Noon.
Noon.
So, kaf, lam, meem, noon. If you say them with the short vowel a or fatha, so they produce an a sound, okay? Like light sound or happy sound, not an awesome sound. Kaf, lam, meem, noon.
Wow.
Look, wow as well has an attribute. So it must not be produced, it must not produce the sound of V in English.
Yeah.
Vow, it's wrong, okay? Yeah. If you say Valladina, this is wrong. Wallazina. Wow. Like a circling. Yeah. Circle your mouth. Wow. That's wow. That's very good.
Yes.
Wow. That is the sound of the letter wa. Wow. Ha.
Ha.
Again, it's ha. It's different from the the letter after jim. Okay?
Yes.
Ha and ha.
Ha.
They're different. The next one. We have also a letter called Hamza. Hamza, which produces the sound a. A-E-O. Hamza, okay? The next, the last letter is yeah.
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 Yeah, we finished it.
Yeah.
We finished. So these are the Arabic alphabet letters, okay? Like 29 letters are there. Actually 28, okay? But Aleph is also counted as the letter because...
Like Hamza? Some,
yeah, Hamza is the letter, okay? In Arabic. But some teachers or scholars do not count the Aleph as a letter in Arabic. They say because it doesn't produce a special sound, it is only and only used to stretch the sound.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So if that is the case, and Wawi Maddi, Yai Maddi as well studied that, Wawi Maddi, Yai Maddi will be used just to stretch the sound. Doesn't have anything to do. Anything else, okay? So that will be wrong. Because Alif Maddi as well used to stretch the sound, Ya as well, Waw as well, okay? So that's not, I think it is counted. It is in Arabic, yes?
Yes.
Alif is in Arabic, yeah?
Yes.
It's Alif. Yes.
So if we count Alif, it becomes 29. 29 letters are there, okay? Special rules are there, special attributes are there. That now we'll start one by one. So Alif, Ba, Ta, they do not have a special rule because they just produce a happy sound. A, A, Ba, Ta, they are easy. But the letter Tha is important in Arabic. So if you recite the Quran Karim this way, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Surah Al-Kawthar, who can recite? Recite? Ali Nasir, recite?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Okay.
Inna a'tayna kal kawthar.
Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. Ahsan. He recited it correctly. Yes. If someone recites Inna a'tayna kal kawthar sa, instead of saying tha, the correct sound, if they say sar, so it becomes wrong.
Yes.
It doesn't produce, or it doesn't give the meaning which Allah Almighty has sent it with that meaning. So it is very important to produce the sounds correctly. Now, let's talk about the articulation point of the letter Tha. How should we produce the sound Tha? Who can say?
Tha.
Tha. I mean, how do we produce the sound? What should we do to produce the sound?
We should put our tongue between our teeth.
Okay, between your teeth. That's good.
You bite the... the tip of your tongue, and then started blowing air.
Okay.
So,
that's nice. Say it again. You bite your tongue, put your tongue between the upper and lower teeth, front teeth, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, and...
blow some air.
And then blow some air, and then start blowing air, and then it will be...
That's nice, that's nice.
Yes.
So we have this sound in English, that's easy. For example, what comes after number two?
Three.
Three, we have this.
Yeah.
In Arabic you say shukran, in English you say?
Thanks.
Thank you, or thanks. Yeah. Okay? Thanks. Theater, thin, thick.
Yes.
33. Okay?
Yeah.
So this sound, the sound tha, exists in English. So let me say it again. You bring the tip of your tongue, let it touch the tip of your front upper teeth, or place it between the front and between the front lower and upper teeth. Now, as Hussein Musa said, blow some air.
Yeah.
Say the letter S with this sound, okay?
Yes.
Tha. Tha.
Tha.
Tha. Tha. Tha. An A sound. Tha. How would say?
Tha.
Tha. Ali Nasser?
Tha.
Tha. Grow. Good?
Tha.
Tha. Hussein Musa?
Tha.
Tha. That's great. Do not, okay, for example, firmly do not pronounce the sound. Tha. No. Tha. Simply. Tha. Softly.
Lightly.
Tha. Lightly. Okay? Tha. Yes. That's the letter tha. Remember, it's important, okay? The articulation point is the tip of your tongue, okay? And the tip of your front upper teeth, or between your front upper and lower teeth. That's it. The letter tha. So once more, alif, ba, ta, tha.
Tha.
Tha. That's great. So the next important letter is, jim is easy, but the next important letter is ha. Ha is important. If someone recites like, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is completely wrong because he changed the sound of the two identical letters. Okay?
Yes.
There are two letters which are kind of the same, ha and ha, but there is a difference. Okay? So the articulation point is different. Look, the letter ha, ha. Can you say it?
Ha.
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 Okay.
Ha.
Uh-huh.
Ha.
That's great. Ha. Ha. So, Hussein, Ruhullah. Hussein, Ruhullah. Okay. Fawad, Haider. Hussein, Musa. So, your names, okay, have. Said Ali Nasir. Said Ali Nasir, if we say that's great, but it doesn't have, sorry, okay. But your name has the Ra'ain, which is also important.
Inshallah,
we'll come to it, okay. So, your names have this letter, and remember that it produces a heavy throat sound. You don't need to, like, push your tongue, okay, or press it too much, okay? No. Just ha, ha,
ha,
ha. It has to be different from the other letter, which is ha, the H sound, ha.
Ha.
So, ha does not exist in English, remember, okay? That's why it might be, for English speakers, it might be difficult. But that's, in Arabic, it is easy if you learn it, okay?
Yeah.
Ha. Ha. That's it. So two important letters are there. Tha and ha. So far we've learned. Yeah. The next letter, tha, ha. The next one, kha. Kha is important. Kha.
Kha.
That is the articulation. I mean, kha, it has a heavy sound. Tafkhim, it has a rule, okay? That, inshallah, which is the second topic of us, yes? In the attributes of the letters. Next one, kha, ra, dal, dal, after kha, dal. Next one,
dal.
Dal. So inshallah we will learn how to produce the sound of dal, but after taking a break and reciting salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته
نتبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان